incapacitated, you find out that you got to keep doing something. Amen. I found in one of the books I had, I have here 37 biblical diseases that are listed that God brought cures for. It's out on the table. This isn't an all-exclusive list here. But here's a list of 37 things the Lord said he will set us free from. Amen. So grab a copy of that. Go through these. There'll be more that'll be added as we go down the road, but just to be mindful of that. Amen. Now, how many are in Psalm 103? One of the hardest things that I had to deal with is that, for me, I can't take medication. I found that out the hard way. It stops me up like a nobody's business. Amen. And then all my body went into a place that my muscles contorted together. It took my breath away. So picture you taking your breath away with contortion and pulling on every suture you have. My wife and I were in the emergency room or emergency parking lot after the surgery at 12:30 at night. And the doctor finally called and said, "What can we do?" He says, "There's nothing you can do right now. Stop taking the medication." So we drove on out, amen, back home. But one of the things that really is bothering me right now is that tube they stick down your throat. I can feel all that. I don't know how long that takes to heal up, but say amen. Amen. So if I sound a little hoarse or that, God's still good. In Psalm 103, starting with verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Notice it's spoken twice. When it comes to blessing the Lord, it shouldn't be, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." It should be inside you bringing out all that you have. That your organs, your lungs, everything is now speaking forth the praises of our God. It's like taking those notes and holding them as long as you can on how great your God is. Are you with me? The church needs to get back to an intimacy level that they don't have. We have a surface thing that Jesus is a nice friend of ours, but we need to be intimate with him. We need to know him. When people cheer for a baseball game or a football game, I've seen them get totally into it. I've seen them go for the emotional roller coaster. Their team scores and we're happy, and all of a sudden some other team scores and now they're sad. Are you with me? I've seen people cry at an end of a game when their team loses. When's the last time we shed a tear of joy for our great God? Hallelujah. How many knows God still made us with some emotion? We need to tap into it and bring it to the house. I said we need to bring it to the house. Notice it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all." Say all. How many knows there's no more than all? When you give all, that's all you got. We need to start looking in those areas. David is crying out. There's streams of grateful praise going out. Sometimes it's gentle and flowing. Sometimes it's boisterous, but it's regularly rising to the throne of God. Listen to me. Praise goes higher and higher, but it needs to be in our hearts and in our minds. It needs to be in that area where we start to focus in, because I know this for a fact. When somebody's going to a game, no matter what kind it is, football, baseball, they prepare themselves to go. Amen? How many knows they got a ticket? Yes or no? Some go to a tailgate party and are out there hours before. They're all leading up to the game. Well, you know what? I got an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I got a ticket, baby. I got a table reserved with my name on it, and no one's going to fit in your seat or mine. Say amen. How many knows that we can lead up in those things? Listen to me, we need to start to work that out. Praise needs to start happening before you get to church. Amen? This should just be an overflow that you're loud amongst everybody else. David, the poet here, is saying this: "I'm going to call upon the Lord. My sole desire is to bring gratitude to manifest God's favor." What he's personally experiences, he's starting to write down and speak to others. When you bless the Lord, bless him with all your heart. Now, I want you to know that one of David's wives was really ticked off that he danced before the Lord. That David wasn't ashamed to praise his God. Say amen. Now, how many knows that that's a serious praise? When your praise starts to upset somebody else, you're probably in the right spot. Say amen. That blessing is this. It's thanksgiving. It's a response to who God is. Our whole man needs to bless the Lord. That means my organs within me, you're going to praise. Now, if you think about it, who you are, you're built up, and God's given you organs, all the stuff that's within you. But you know what? The real you's inside of you. Amen? The real you's been born again. It goes back to God who gave it. So that means this whole body becomes a temple. You know what? Heart, you're going to praise the Lord. Lungs, you're going to provide air. Amen? Mind, you're going to be engaged. Amen? Come on. Is God good? How many knows that to have a sound mind and sound body is a good prayer? I think one we all need to pray. Look at verse 2. Notice it starts off again. Bless. Somebody say bless. Isn't that the third time you've heard it in two verses? Say amen. Bless, don't stop there. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his what? His benefits. It literally means the action of one who's well deserved. Don't forget his benefits. Now, it's nice to have a job where you get paid a wage and there are some benefits that go with it. True? How many knows that if the benefits are there, you need to know what they are? Yes or no? Because sometimes you have to rely on the benefits. Oh, I'm preaching now. If you have a right, there's some medical insurance or covering there, hey, I have a benefit that helps there. Now, I know that our health insurance is all jacked up. Amen? And it does not run smooth. It does not run smooth. Amen? I went for a checkup just recently, look at some sutures, and the guy said, oh, they look good. I'm thinking, if the CAT scan was already done, instead of having a referral and wait for it, how many knows it could have brought all the paperwork at once and look it over? Now, how many knows it doesn't work that way? Nuh-uh. You stop at one point, and I'll go back, go get that, then come back, we'll talk again. I like what Jeff said. If we're going to go there and I'm going to spend time to meet you, let's do something. Say amen. When we look at promises, promises are like gems. They're precious stones. They're pearls with just an immense value. We need to start looking at the benefits of God as something so precious. During my time of being away, sitting, and how many of us, that's a drag. Amen? How many are active that once you get sidelined, it's tough to sit down and do nothing? Okay, that's kind of me. Here's what I found, and I can't say this is all conclusive. There are 7,487 promises given to God to man. How many knows that's a lot of promises? And this just isn't a promise one to another or a promise made to an angel or what Satan promised Jesus. The grand total of all the promises that I saw were 8,510 made. Now think about it. Be honest, everybody in here. How many promises do we all know? If that was a list of promises and there are 7,400 of them there, how many are like, Lord, I need to have a lifetime to learn them? I'm not getting down on anyone. I'm just as much. But if it's a promise given, then bless God, there's a right to it. Now think about it. What if we could contain and walk in 7,000 promises? How many think that would be a different mindset, different heart? No wonder Scripture said it'll be life to you and health to all your flesh. There's no doubt about it. Our thinking would be different. Our mindset would be different. Our life would be different. We need to have a quest, Lord, teach me your ways. As the weeks progress here, the Lord's really laid on my heart some things on how to really receive the promises. I haven't arrived yet in everything. I'm being honest, folks. Some things I got down, some things I need some work on. Or are you all perfect in here and I'm preaching to nobody? If you're taking notes, in 2 Peter 1:4, It says, he has given us exceeding great and precious promises that through you may receive, be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this world through lust. When I look at these promises, they do not include all the prophecies and the covenant of promise made in Psalms and Proverbs. How many think that there's innumerable amounts of promises made that God says, I'm going to give to you? When I look today, we need this strength. We need this word. Many times our problem, and we have problems like this, we have ingratitude and forgetfulness. How many of us, we can forget this? By nature, we're sinful in those things. In our hearts, sometimes we become cold or calloused or indifferent. But God is good and merciful. He's an ever-flowing fountain of love and benefits. His goodness, he wants to meet our needs and anticipate our requests. Amen? Are we speedy to give him praise, to give him thanks? Or can we forget his benefits? Notice it says, don't forget his benefits. Then, Lord, I need to rehearse these over. Amen? Now, let me make this for instance. Say there's somebody in your family that passed on that wrote a will. And there were going to be a reading of a will. It was a solemn ceremony, had to be here at this time. And whatever was written in the will, you were going to receive. How many want to be there? Would you put it on your calendar? Make sure note in your phone. How would you remind yourself to show up on a, just pick a day, Saturday at 4 o'clock on the 18th? How would you remind yourself? How would you be ready to say, I'm going to be there? And when you got there, would you do all the talking or would you want to just listen? What's in the will? Yes or no? And if you found out in the will, all of a sudden, two, I leave, I give. How many would be like, I'll make sure I write that down. Yes or no? Because it's now yours. There's over 7,000 of yours in here. If we don't know it, how can we claim it and walk in it? Are you with me? I'm just as guilty here. I do not know all of them. But Lord, I want to teach me. Because if it's in there and he's promised it, then you know what? It belongs to me. Amen? I don't need healing in heaven. I need it here. Are you with me? I don't need prosperity when I get there. I need it here. Come on. Souls to be saved. I need it here. And if you want to know what real prosperity is, you have enough to meet the needs of you and your family and enough to give away. Let's not get all whacked out on that stuff. Amen? Amen? You should have enough blessing. If Hugs needs this, bless God, I got to help them. And I love it. I was encouraged when I was laying in the bed. All of a sudden, I heard a word that several of you gave money to help the young people. You know what that does to your pastor when he can't do nothing? He's like, I'm encouraged. Cool. Bless them young people. Because you know what? That's a generation that we need to bless. Amen? Men should be praised worthy. Shouldn't your life be one where people go, man, thank God for your life? Shouldn't it be a reflection of how good he is? Not that you're trying to draw personal attention, but somebody is going to notify the heaven that you're a giver. And I know God's always able to make grace abound. What you do in secret, he'll reward you openly. You bless somebody's family, believe me, there's a truckload coming up to your family. Amen? You pray for this person, that person's going to be blessed. There are times I could feel your prayers. I could feel your prayers before I went into surgery. Say amen. And then I had unusual heavenly visitor come just before they put me under. Phil came. They were shooting me up, and all of a sudden the lady goes, you know what, do you know a Phil a chance? I go, I'm thinking to myself, oh, yes, I do. And then Phil comes through the curtain. There's Phil. I was like, how you doing, Phil? Good to see you, brother. So he stayed with my wife during that time, so it was kind of cool. But how many is that God still works? When things are out of control, He is still in control. And how many knows that these bodies are fragile? Amen? It brings a whole new meaning, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death. I'll tell you that. Amen? But when it comes to blessing, we're mindful of it. Now picture this. Your name is now written. Your name's recorded. Becky, I give you eternal life. Cool. Becky, I give you all the riches of heaven. Cool. How about the obscure things? Lord, I want to know them too. Come on. I need to know them because they're a promise to all of us. Our heart needs to be set on Him. Lord, I've set my heart and my affections. If you want these start to kick in, your heart needs to be prepared. The hardest thing to do to praise the Lord when you don't feel like it. When there's a heaviness on you and you can't even feel like you got any breath out, you still get it out. Amen? Because He's still worthy. Look at verse 3. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your... Okay. This verse needs to be part of our life. Do you believe He forgives your sins? Yes or no? Does anybody have a problem with that on any level? You've personally experienced His forgiveness, true? Nod your head if that means something. So that reality is in us. It is. It's in us. It's like commonplace, like no doubt about it. Lord, help me to have healing the same way. I don't, but I want it. I want to be able to think of that the same way as I do. He forgives my sins. Because what does the word say? I forgive all your iniquities and I heal. How much is in all? Is there anything lacking in all? Then Lord, help me. I want to be on this planet and have a good journey. Amen? My confession has been these last week and a half, Father, if there be any other curse, any cancer in my body, in Jesus' name, I'm going to go through the motions, here, you clean bill of health, move on in life. That's my confession of faith. Amen? Anybody with me on that? Notice there's a threefold cure for a threefold curse. He forgives my sins in Psalm 25, verse 18. Look on my afflictions and pain and forgive all my sins. I love that. In Psalm 32, verse 1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sins are covered. Amen? When I look at Jesus, notice he heals all my sins. If you're taking notes, look up Psalm 91. Powerful. That whole area, they can spend time in those areas. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now, picture this in the will. What if it was written, Pat, healing has been provided in you in the will. How many want to grab a hold of that? Say, yep. How would you like to have your name personally on that? But what if you weren't there? Or how about this? I promised it to you, but I forgot. I forgot that was there. Doesn't it say forget not his benefits? That's why sometimes you got to get it down in you so you can bring it back. Be constantly reminded of his benefits. Is this good or not? Otherwise, in our fleshly nature, our sinful nature, we're soon to forget. And sometimes we'll forget God did something for us that he wants to do something again for us. That's why pain is a good teacher, even though it's a hard one. Can I get an amen to that? In 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his own body in the tree, that having died to sin might live unto righteousness, and by whose stripes you are healed. As a church, we need to exercise this more. In James 5, 14 through 16, if there's anyone sick, notice it doesn't say if everybody's well. I don't like it when preachers say if you're sick, then there's something wrong with you. Scripture says this, if there's anyone sick, it recognizes this. Let him call for the elders of church and pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. I mean, that's a good deal. Then we need to bring that. We need to bring that area in and say, you know what, I need prayer. Now, I know there's a lot of humble folks in here. I'm talking really to myself. But we need to always have an opportunity. You need to touch, pray, amen? That can be in the foyer. That can be out in the parking lot. That can be at the altar. How many of us, that can be right next to your seat. Let me pray for you. Always take advantage to pray, amen? God doesn't have to have a certain time where he has to shift it in. He just wants to make it known. Is this good this morning? Remember, I've had 2 weeks here. I'm low on you. Look at verse 4. Who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. In the will, I'm going to treat you well. In the will, I'm going to treat you well. I'm going to take you from destruction and crown you with loving kindness. It'll be like adorned upon you, like, oh, cool. That in the midst of my struggle, bless God, he's good. Amen? While I was in the surgery there, I got a chance to witness to one of the nurses. I thought that was cool. Amen? And then there came a point where I didn't know where I was. Amen? I'm sure some gibberish was coming out, but I don't know. Amen? Yeah, speaking in tongues. So, because once they shoot you up with whatever that is, I don't care who you are, you're just gone. Amen? But the problem is you wake up and all of a sudden like, oh, wow. Anybody know what I'm saying? Yeah. Amen? In Psalm 34, verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants. None of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Hallelujah. God takes my life and says, you know what? I've taken on corruption for you that you can walk in incorruption. Then, Lord, you've paid every price. Then, God, I'm going to walk in that. Amen? How would you like to be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies? It's like exuding all over you. It's like dripping off you. But that should change us, too, towards others. Since I give you this, you should be like that. That when somebody may not be as loving or as nice, you're still crowned with tender mercies upon you. Amen? It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. True? Be gentle towards all men. The Lord is near. Sometimes it's hard. Say amen. Pastor Mark and I had this conversation this morning. Listen to me. Preachers who say they never go through a struggle, come on. I don't know what planet they live on. Well, we've never had one disagreement my whole life. Oh, man, I've had thousands of them. Well, maybe not 1,000. And every married couple said, all right, don't give me that. No, we're just lemmy. Come on, there's some, not that it has to go deep, but it's, there's sometimes, praise the Lord. Because me and my wife only had like, what, three conversations like this, struggles. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, when you're covered with loving kindness and tender mercy, it's like all of a sudden it's a different world you live in. Today the world is like, man, you're covered with everything that's nasty, terrible, and bad. Then God, I want to be covered with that. Amen. Now, has anybody ever gotten honey on your hands, your fingers, your face? How many knows that you have to deal with it or it attracts everything, true? And if you touched anything, like if you were outside and touched something, all of a sudden it's just like goo, true? But the honey is good until it gets infected or dirty or, true? Because if there's a bunch of dirt on your hand, you're probably not going to go, that is good. So when the Word of God is so pure, we need to taste it in the purity. And not bring it through the trash of the world. Are you with me? Even the Apostle Paul said this, in fear and trembling I preached the gospel. What he was saying is that, listen to me, I don't want to affect the gospel in my own reasoning or understanding. Now, he was a brilliant gentleman, there's no doubt about it. Well taught, well educated. But he said, I don't only preach Christ and him crucified. I don't want you to go in the wisdom of man, but in a demonstration of the power of Spirit. Notice how he held that word so close that we need to walk in that. We also, We need to take that word and put it within us. Say, God, I want your word in me. I don't want it to be affected by everything that's dirty out there. Do you know even your own thinking sometimes will pervert the word? Lord, give me a sound mind, amen? That's why you need to have a time of praying in the Spirit, just cleansing your mind and reading that word in that. I believe when Allie spoke about healing, there was a prophetic utterance flowing there. I mean, he's healing in his wings. We're going to see more of this. And as your pastor, I'm really going to break this down. I really have an insight here. Now, can I just be straight up with it without sounding spiritual or something greater than that? After a 7-hour praying in the Spirit, I mean 7 full hours, God just began to open up a revelation on that. I want to be able to bring that forth in how I'm hearing it. Also, more prophetic utterances are going to be given to establish things in the body of Christ. All that is coming. The Father has promised those things to the body. God good? In Psalm 103, verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with what? Good things. So that your... How many knows, Lord, we need that. The older you get, the more youth you need to have. Oh, come on, get that hand up. Your youth, it's like it begins to come again. No matter how old you are physically, man, it's like you don't have to be old who you are. How many of those, there's an old mentality? No, man, I'm being renewed day by day, bless God. Though outwardly I may be older, inside I'm still young. How many of those, you can have that, amen? All the days of your life, if the Lord should tarry and we all get to be 138, you know what? Inside you're still young. They're still youthful about you. You may walk a little slower. The handrails may mean a whole lot more to you. But bless God, you're still, listen to me, where he's at. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you watched a little more birds than cars nowadays. So whatever you're into. Amen. Notice he satisfies your mouth with what? You know what? That means your appetite is now changed. We got over 7,400 things to think about in just promises alone. Lord, let me be satisfied with that. Amen? Now, how would you like to walk out from the will reading? Man, I have eternal life. I'm rich beyond measure. You know what? He's going to take care of my life forever. I don't have to worry about food, housing, clothes. I don't have to worry about health. How many of you walk out like, cool. Thank you for the will. And thank you for the person who made it work. How many knows Jesus made it work? And the biggest benefit about this is that he's alive to help you spend it. If you don't know it's there, how can you walk in it? If you forget after you know, how can you walk in it? Praise brings us to that place where I'm going to bless him and I'm not going to forget his benefits. And I'll list just a couple for you right off the bat. Who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Notice when he jammed it up there, those are two big crucial areas in our life. Would you agree? Getting your life right with God and walking in health on the planet. But that's just two in that little area. I want you to start to rehearse those daily. I want you to start taking that. You know what? Today I'm going to start the day off blessing the Lord. 3 times in 2 verses. Bless the Lord. I'm going to bring it forth from all that I got and shout it unto my God. Will somebody do that? And then consciously do this. You know what? I'm not going to forget his benefits. And start to think, what are the benefits of the Lord? Amen? Here's two right here. Lord, you redeem my life from... Oh, how about this? Oh, I'm satisfied. Goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. Amen? And you know what? Taste and see the Lord is good. Like sweet honey upon. How many knows you're a complete person? You're tasting something that somebody else isn't. And when you're satisfied, you don't look for something else. Say amen. I'm satisfied. How many of those that'll keep you from sin? It'll keep you from falling in areas or doing something goofy. No, I'm satisfied. They run after, amen? And how about this? Even my strength is going to be better. My prayer for the church is that our last days are greater than our former. God's going to honor that. Our latter days are greater than our former. Hallelujah. More power, more strength, more glory. If Joshua, man, he can still do it at his age. If Caleb can still do it at his age. Hallelujah. If Moses could still do it at his age. How many knows God's no respecter of persons? Come on, God can do it. He can do it for us. How many want to finish strong at the end? Come on. Oh, yes. You want to finish strong, amen? Anyone enjoy this message this morning? Father, we thank you, Lord. I want you to bless him. Lord, we bless you today, Lord God. With all that's within us, we bless your holy name. You have done great things. You have done great things.